It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Hey, one great feature of GoPSURV we haven't shared with you before is Breakfast with Blair. That's right, one lucky RV group drawn at random not only gets to have breakfast with Blair Thomas on Saturday morning, Blair will actually be making your breakfast. You and your family and friends get to share a meal with football legend Blair Thomas. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467, located only minutes from Beaver Stadium. The convenience and value of renting an RV for a Penn State home game is something every Nittany Lions fan should consider. For more information, visit GoPSURV.com or call Mark 1-800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience.
So, number one, unfortunately, I can't go to any Penn State games this year because I'm broadcasting a game every Saturday. But my sister put her in contact with Mark. Rutgers weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. My sister, her husband, their three kids, they got an RV. They'll be there. You'll know which one she is. She'll be drinking a lot, and she'll be laughing
Shocker.
A lot. She'll
it's be related
like me.
To you.
You'll know it's me. So if you go Rutgers weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, look for my sister Bryn Lamana. She'll be there at the RVs. You know I like the experience and like GoPSURV.com. If I told my sister, if you're going to a Penn State game, that's what you need to do. So fired up to stay in an RV with her kids. So fired up to be there Friday and Saturday night. So I wanted to make that point. Thank you, Mark. She is paying, by the way. This isn't like being comped. She is now might have gotten a little discount. Not going to lie,
might have
gotten a little discount, but she is paying. They're fired up about it. Thank you, Mark, from GoPSURV.com. And Andy, we were talking about during the break, and instead of me giving my insight, I think the listeners might appreciate it more if you just read more quotes from Penn State players. Let's do 10 and a half minutes of you reading quotes from Penn State players.
I have James Franklin's press conference from Tuesday, the entire thing.
Just what if
on a Word document?
I know Jim is our boss. I know we're always looking for extra content that people can listen to at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com on demand as opposed to the live radio show. What if we just had a reading transcripts with Andy Shea?
Deep thoughts
reading,
with Jack
reading
Handy.
Player quotes
there
with
we go.
Andy Shea. But you have to do it a little bit more. Like you have to do it like, I think I'm doing some good things.
Yeah.
Seeing the safeties. I do think, however, that I could do a better job perhaps with my footwork, said Sean Clifford. I just think that we could really make it theatrical, really make it entertaining. I don't know that I would end a segment with it to get people fired up to keep the dial right there. Like, I don't know if that would be my boom. When we come back, I'm going to give you more quotes, but I do enjoy them.
That's all right. I'm taking the constructive criticism.
How about a Andy quote of the week, read however he wants every show from the week?
Yeah.
How about that?
A quarter number one quote of the week.
And why you think it's important. I think that's fair.
A quarter number one quote of the week and a quarter number four bold prediction, and we decide which one's worse. We vote on which one was worse.
I got an idea. How about if we do our Tucker's Take segment?
I knew
that was the boss, Jim Galante, by the way.
All right, Tucker's Tape this week is Ross's biggest concern, your biggest concerns coming off the bye week. I have numbers for you. I know what they are in advance. But if you don't want the numbers, that's fine. But I want you to give your take on the biggest concerns you have coming off the bye week going forward.
So I think this, the things like the offensive line, they're about what I thought they'd be. So I wouldn't say that that's a biggest concern. I think the biggest concerns are things that are not what you thought they'd be, right? And for right now, that's the defensive line pass rush in particular. And it's Sean Clifford's I will say awareness slash passing game production, specifically on third down. And I know Franklin has talked about that. Bob, I'm sure you have the stats. They're terrible.
16 of 54.
But just think about how much better.
7 of 30 on third down offense.
What's that?
Penn State 7 for 30 on third down conversions, are they not?
Oh, third down conversions.
Yeah.
Okay. But what were you giving stat for?
I don't know. I thought that was the third down conversion number.
Okay. Either way, it's not good, right?
It's not right.
I got to be honest with you, Bob. I'm going with Andy on the numbers. He takes it real seriously. I'm going with Andy.
23% on third down, 7 for 30.
At any rate, it's really not good. And what's concerning to me is, and maybe you guys had the advance, it doesn't seem like it's been that many like third and longs even. Like, it's like third and four that they're not converting and stuff like that at times.
Yeah, that'd be a good point because if I think back to watching the games, it was like, the drive ended abruptly. Like, it wasn't a third and long where you go, okay, this is going to be tough. It was like, oh, they didn't convert on third down again. Oh, they didn't convert on third down again. And it didn't feel like it was a outside-the-box conversion. You know what I mean? Like, they're slowing themselves down by not converting third and three, third and four.
And so let's go to the defensive line part of it because they are generating some pass rush. Like, Jan Johnson had a sack. Mike, I think, had a sack on a blitz maybe. I think Pride deserves some credit for seeing that the defensive line isn't getting there, just the front four, and being able to manufacture some pressure. I know Franklin came out this week and said they're facing a lot of max protection stuff, I guess because people are worried about the defensive line in those matchups. It's interesting because I was talking with some folks this week who, you know, follow the program closely, and they said I have not – you know, research this, but they said the same thing happened last year with the defensive line, that they did not rack up sacks early in the year, and then they ended up, did they lead the Big Ten? Or
they might have led the nation in sacks. It was close.
How is that possible? Like, well, when Ohio State had, like, Chase Young and Nick Bosa, he only played a couple games, but how is it possible that Penn State led the nation in sacks last year? It's surprising, right?
I do remember that when Etor got going, it was during Big Ten season. He had a couple of games where he had 4 sacks, 3 sacks, 2 sacks, 3 sacks. Shaka had a 4-sack quarter. It got crazy. But yeah, they did. I think they did start pretty slow last year. They've had sacks. They were there. They've been there for the take, and they just haven't finished.
And I would say
on a lot of plays.
Yeah, and I would also say, sacks come in bunches, and they also come when you're playing with a lead. And, you know, they didn't have a lead against Pitt really most of the game. Even when they did, it was like a one possession lead.
They were behind Buffalo.
They were behind Buffalo. And then even Idaho. No, they just killed Idaho.
They just killed Idaho,
I would say one thing that I've noticed is when Franklin – again, Franklin deserves a little – he talked this group up. Like I've never heard a coach talk a group up in the offseason. Shane Simmons and Jason Owe have to join the party at some point. It can't just be all, well, you know, Shaka doesn't have enough sacks and where's Etor? Those guys, to me, they have not been close other than some plays on the – those guys got to play better.
And I would tell you that I think – I agree with you, but I think Etor and Shaka have to deliver.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those are their guys – I think they have to deliver. I don't think they're getting very much from the inside guys, which is a big part of it. Like, the whole thing goes together, right? You need inside guys that push the pocket so that the quarterback can't step up. I don't feel like they're doing a very good job pushing the pocket. And even though he didn't have big numbers, you know, Kevin Givens always at least provided a threat inside. And Kevin Givens was the king of, like, maybe not even accounting as a pressure, but he got something. You know, he got in there and was a factor. They don't have that guy right now. They don't have an interior rusher. I'd almost like to see them try Etor inside a little bit more because they don't have an interior rusher. So if all you have to worry about are the edge rushers, your quarterback can step up. You can chip one way, slide the other. You can have the tight end staying on one side. I just think what they're missing right now is the interior edge rusher. And it wouldn't be the worst idea to give Etor or somebody else to try inside.
Windsor, Shelton, and Mustafer have half a sack combined, the three of them, this season. And they've got, you know, 3.5 tackles for a loss.
And what has happened?
So that tells you that the pressure from the inside is
and
not
what's
there.
Happened to the guys that like we watch? The Ellis kid isn't there anymore, right? His first name was Ellis. What was
Ellis?
Wait. Oh, yeah. Ellis and Jordan. Yeah. I think one of those two guys. It's 49 and whoever Ellis and Jordan. One of those guys left.
But like Ellis and Jordan left. And then Aeneas Hawkins. He doesn't really play, right?
He does not play.
Those are the guys that on video were undersized guys that I thought might be able to be like Givens and have some juice. For whatever reason, it hasn't really worked out. But those are the guys you usually need. Go ahead.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're coming down the stretch of quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. We're talking about what Ross thinks are the biggest concerns coming off the bye week. He's definitely concerned about the defensive line and pressure. And finishing seems to be inside pressure is the interesting thought. It's not necessarily outside not finishing, but they're not getting the inside pressure. Anything else, Ross, coming off a bye week in the last couple minutes?
Well, I'll get back to Sean Clifford. And I think it needs to be said, he's a first-time starting quarterback at a high level of college football. You know, there's a reason why it's hard to have unbelievable success right away. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt right now. But my concern is if he doesn't pick it up and start to show more awareness and start to get more third down conversions soon, like they could lose against Maryland. They could. I mean, we'll talk about it in the next couple of segments, but they could very easily lose this game if he doesn't play better than he has. And I just don't want them to get to where they were last year, where the passing game is so ineffective that they just have to run Clifford like they did McSorley seemingly run him into the ground. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt from an awareness standpoint and that he will continue to get better and better. He's a first-year starter as a redshirt sophomore that, frankly, shouldn't even really be the starter. It probably should be Tommy Stevens. It probably should have been Clifford waiting one more year.
I was fully prepared to argue with you, but giving him the benefit of the doubt. Here's another factor I think that's affecting him. If I told you in the last two games, Buffalo and Pitt, that Clifford was sacked more than the Penn State. He was sacked more times than the number of sacks Penn State's defense.
Some of that's on him. Scoring territory, he's got to get the ball out. That's on him.
He's holding the ball too long and not getting out.
It just doesn't seem like he's going through his progression of reads that quickly, which is weird because I thought that would be his number one thing and his big advantage over Tommy.
Yep. All right. So those are Ross's two biggest concerns heading in to Big Ten play. That's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.